In the horror classic The Blob, a small town is taken over by slime from outer space who, that, whatever, is intuitive, enterprising, and able to survive any weapon mere humans can muster.
One city, before long the nation, and then the world could fall before the blood-curdling threat of The Blob.
This week, the Parazoological Park unveiled its own blob. It's yellow. It can grow only to a few meters and very slowly, but it is smart. Not just for a blob, researchers have called this blob a genius, though it has no brain. Pause for your own smart remark. Helping us to make sense of this blob is Audrey Dussoutour with the French National Center for Scientific Research. Thanks very much for being with us.
Hello.
Is this blob a plant, animal, fungi?
None of that. The blob, also known as Physarum polycephalum, is Latin name, and also known as slime walls in English. Mm-hmm. It belongs to the Myxomycete class and the Amebozoa kingdom, so nothing to do with an animal, a plant, or a fungus.
If it were right in front of me on the bathroom floor, what would it look like?
Scrambled eggs. It looks exactly like scrambled eggs.
Oh, but don't mistake it for such. This blob has been called a genius. What makes a blob with no brain a genius?
Yeah, it's because slime molds, I mean the blob, it demonstrates key aspects of decision making. So for example, it can find its way through a maze, it can construct efficient transport networks, sometimes better than us actually, and it can even learn.
The blob can learn?
Yeah, it's not like complex learning, but it can learn to ignore something it doesn't like. And so, for example, The blob doesn't like a lot of things like salt, caffeine, mm-hmm. and it can learn to ignore this substance. And it can even store this memory for months and sometimes for years.
I'm almost stupefied to think about what are the implications of this research?
So what is very interesting about this research is that before we were thinking that learning was restricted to animals with a nervous system, but recently some people demonstrate learning in plants. And so now we are just demonstrating that even unicellular organisms could learn. So there's lots of questions now.
You spend a lot of time with this blob. Have you given the blob a name?
No, we have nicknames, but it's more depending on the country we're from. So we have the Australian blob, the Japanese blob, the American blob.
Well, I'm just hoping the American blob is bigger and better than anybody else's blob, right?
The American blob is very funny because, for example, it doesn't want to eat organic oat because we feed our slime molds with oat flakes. And he's the only one who doesn't want to eat organic oats, which is quite funny.
Forgive me, doctor, but have you tried Cheetos on the American blob? Americans love Cheetos.
It's why we should try, definitely.
Well, please convey our best to the blob. Audrey Dussoutour is a researcher with the French National Center for Scientific Research. Thank you.
Thank you.
Beware of the blob. It creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door, all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch. Be careful of